Hey, Denver, good morning. Welcome to Power Players. Thanks for joining me on the program this Saturday morning. Today we have some gentlemen with us from a group called Borders for Christ. Chris Laurie, Jordan Halland, Josh Tyven. How are you doing this morning, fellas?
Doing good, thank you. How are you doing, Ken?
Good. Thanks for taking time out of your day on this Tuesday when we're recording this to talk to me here.
No problem.
Now, you guys are in San Diego, California?
Yeah.
We are.
How's that? It's pretty nice to be able to skate year-round, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be the one to take this one. I'm from North Idaho. Well, we all are from North Idaho, but I'm the one that's really still into skating, and it's December, and I went to the beach yesterday with my shirt off and rolled in the sand pretty much. It's so awesome. I just love it. There's like 2 feet of snow in Idaho right now. It's like an Arctic wasteland. So it's nice for sure.
We know how that goes out here in Colorado. We definitely know. I mean, it's been cold. This is the first time we've had snow in December that's stuck around for more than a week. I mean, it's been a little chilly, but it's getting nice now. Now, that's Josh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure we acknowledge who we're talking to here. Josh, since you took the ball and ran first, let's tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm 18. I just graduated from high school in the spring, and I'm down here working. I got a job at Starbucks. And I'm down here just working and living with Chris, renting a room out from him and his family, and just skateboarding for Jesus and doing stuff with Borders for Christ when we are traveling and touring and stuff like that, and just kind of just trying to stay where the Lord wants me, you know?
Right. Well, I think the Lord definitely wants you at Starbucks. There's a lot of people that need to be ministered to in that company.
The Lord wants him at Starbucks for us.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what a following there to be able to talk to people about. Seriously, I know out here that every Starbucks or any kind of coffee shop I go to, man, there's skaters hanging out everywhere, and I mean, it just seems like the thing to do now.
Yeah.
So, what got you into skating first, Josh?
Actually, my mom's little brother, my uncle Rod. It's actually a really cool story. He was a really good skateboarder, and he moved down to San Diego when he had graduated. And we came down here for vacation this one year and visited him, and it became like my dream. Like, he became pretty much my idol to become a skateboarder, like a really good skateboarder, moved to San Diego and skateboard. And, you know, 8-10 years later, I'm down in San Diego, California, skateboarding and doing what I wanted to do since I was 9 years old. So, yeah, it was my mom's little brother who sparked the whole thing.
Well, but, now were you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
Oh, no, you're good. You know, it was him, but in the end it was the Lord, you know, like, he's the one that orchestrated me skateboarding in the beginning anyways, you know, but he just used my uncle to kind of set the fire, so.
That's awesome. And now the road is paved. Skateboarding is, I talked to Jay Haslip on the program last weekend and Christian Osoy the week before, and we kind of joke around because I'm 36. So I'm just past the mid-30s. I could almost say I'm in my upper 30s now, which is, I'm getting old. So what I was joking with them about is that when we were kids, teenagers, you know, it was so hard to find a place to skate. It was so, you get in trouble for skateboarding down the sidewalk, and I know that still happens, but now it's become more of he had told me, you know, hey, it's not a subculture anymore. This is a culture. It is mainstream, and people are skating everywhere. So what a platform to be able to use to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and especially with so many kids that get turned on to skating, and they find a refuge in it because they didn't want to play football or baseball or basketball or do all those normal things. And what I see as the platform is here we can take a sport. Not only can we bond kids with other kids that have a heart for the Lord that just didn't want to do those other things, or maybe they did, but they just decided that this was going to be the thing that they liked. Also, it gives the parents a place that they can bond. Parents, Christian parents who thought, oh man, my kid's skateboarding. Oh no, what am I going to do? You know, well, you know what? Your kid still, that's the Lord's created a way for them to utilize their talents and totally be athletic. Because I challenge, you know, anybody in any sport to get on a skateboard and take a few hits there for a little bit. It's not the easiest thing in the world. So what a cool thing. Well, hey, go ahead, man. I keep doing that to you.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one of my favorite things above all else is just the kind of, I don't mean to really talk about skateboarding too much, but just the personal expression that you can have, you know. It's like in art, like if you kind of have to be in skateboarding and be a skateboarder to know what I'm talking about, but for the guys listening, they will. As soon as you watch them on a skateboard, as soon as they put their foot on the board, I mean, you can tell, like, pretty much what kind of person they are, like the mood that they're in, you know, like you could just see it and feel it. And it's seriously like an art form, the way you can express yourself and your style and just how you push and everything. It's just so, such an awesome way to just express yourself, I think.
I agree with you 100%. It is an art form, no doubt. And it's so, so fun to watch when guys are really on it and, they're in that right mood, as you kind of alluded to. Well, Jordan Halland, you're up to bat. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I grew up in Montana and started skating when I was around 12 years old. And back when I started, it wasn't really accepted, and it was definitely a subculture. There was only a handful of skateboarders in my town, and I grew up thinking, If I became a serious follower of Christ, then I'd have to give up skateboarding, because I didn't even know there were Christian skateboarders around. And one day I found a poster, a Lance Mountain poster, and on the back of it, we had his testimony and a couple of the guys on his team's testimonies. And that was the first time that I thought, you can be a Christian and skateboard. And since then, I've been involved in many different skate ministries, but I've been with BFC the longest. I've been part of BFC for about 5 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And BFC, let's just mention again, is Borders for Christ. I want to make sure that all of our listeners can access the website, www.bordersforchrist.com. That's Borders for Christ spelled out in full. So,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
Being in BFC has been an amazing experience. I'm not one of the guys demoing anymore. I'm too old and too fat to do that. So now we tour all over and speak to kids. And BFC is cool because every different chapter does something a little different. Like our Idaho chapter does a lot of snowboard ministry, and they do an outreach to underprivileged kids during the winter where they buy all their gear and take them up snowboarding, being 9 times during the winter. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We definitely got some people that have a heart for snowboarding out here in Colorado. It's great snow, great accessibility, and it's really turning on out here. It seems like every place you go now, they've got separate areas for snowboarders, and they've got some, you know, rails set up and bowls and, I mean, it's just long pipes. It's really turning on out here. It's a very cool thing. And again,
we drove through there about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and we're just drooling as we're going through past all the ski resorts and seeing everything you guys have out there. Because out here, you got to drive 3 hours before you hit a mountain. So.
And 90% of the snow is man-made when you get there.
Yeah.
Right. But then you can turn right the other way and get on a surfboard if you want, or get on a skateboard anytime. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is true.
You got a point.
Yeah. Now, do you guys, any of you guys surf too?
None of us do, because we're Northwesterners.
I tried my luck a few times. Ended up getting scorpion on the beach and the board hitting me in the head, and I called it a day.
Yeah, I know how that feels. You know, growing up in Florida, it's a pretty easy place to surf unless there's a lot of storms coming in, but in California, you know, I had moved out there and actually graduated from high school out in L.A., and I had some buddies of mine that were good surfers. We used to go down to Malibu, and, man, if you get stuck underneath a wave there, it kind of sucks, man.
Yeah.
But
these are like 3 to 5 foot waves, and I'm just getting worse, you know? I'm just thinking of the guys that I see on, like, the videos and, like, the guys that, like, ride Chopu and, you know, North Shore and Oahu, and I'm just like, there's no way. Like, it's so insane.
That's sick. That's why, you know what, guys that are my age and my weight, we switch to longboards and take it easy.
So, yeah. I'm thinking longboards are even hard. That's what I've been trying to learn on.
Yeah. They are hard, no doubt, but it's you just don't have to move around so much. That's what I need, Ben. I just need it mellow. Hey, we're going to come up on a very quick break. We'll come right back on the program with these gentlemen from Borders for Christ, Chris Lurie, Jordan Hallin, Josh Tyven. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS.
Hey, Denver. Ken Watmore here with Power Players. I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com.
You need a vacation. To pamper yourself in world-class comfort. The kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then, imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
All right, Denver, welcome back to Power Players. Thanks for joining us on the program again. If you're just coming back or just joining us, Chris Lurie, Jordan Hallin, and Josh Tyven from Borders for Christ. We've talked to Josh. We've talked to Jordan. Chris, step up to the plate, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, tell me, what's your role with Borders for Christ?
I guess officially my role is president.
Okay.
And founder, but I don't really like to be called that. So.
Right.
But yeah, we've been doing this thing for 10 years, and I guess the biggest thing is that it just all started with a dream of some teenagers 10 years ago, you know, and that's really our message, is to tell kids that, man, God wants your dreams to come to fruition. And all we have to do is be obedient and follow him.
Amen.
And he brings them about. But I'm 28 years old. I grew up more in the snowboard world than I did the skate world.
Right.
And in the Northwest, we snowboarded all winter, and then summertime came, the snow was gone, and then we'd just go roll around on our skateboards. But I gave my life to Jesus. I knew of God, and, you know, I think that my family were Christians and everything when I was a kid, and my mom says I prayed the prayer when I was like 6, but I definitely didn't live for Jesus until I was like 17 years old, and it was really a matter of, at that time, I had got a sponsorship through a snowboard company, and God just, like, radically, I thought I had achieved exactly what I was set out to do, and God got a hold of my life, and I realized that more than anything, God wanted me to use the gift that I had to reach out to other people. And that's really how it was all birthed. Like God said, I haven't called you to be a snowboarder. I've called you to pastor pro snowboarders. And that's how it was all birthed. And like I said, it was like me and a pastor and three 15-year-old kids at the time that were meeting once a week for coffee at 6:30 in the morning, just brainstorming about what we wanted to do for Jesus. And it's really weird because now we're approaching our 10-year anniversary and we look back on it and go, we couldn't have imagined all this taking place 10 years ago. And God's just been really good to us. So.
That's awesome. It's great to hear. And that's, you know, I guess that's the emphasis we want to put on having you guys on the program and everybody that we interview on this program too, is that, man, it's wherever it is that God's called you to work, and I mean work. It can be through your ministry. It can even be, the ministry can be created through skate, through surf, through football, basketball. It doesn't matter. Wherever it is, and the key is to do everything for the Lord and do it to your fullest abilities. And you know, He will amaze you at what you can really do, not only with your abilities athletically, but with your abilities to work for Him in His kingdom and help. Help to advance the kingdom and to be fishers of men. And I mean, it's certainly when people can grasp hold of that, like you guys are doing, you can use whatever it is that you're gifted at to honor Him and to share the gospel message. And you guys are definitely doing that. I commend you for using the platform of extreme sports, and because I'm going to encompass everything in there to do that.
Yeah, I think that a lot of kids, too, when our idea of when you give your life to Jesus, I think a lot of times we think that that means throwing our dreams away and cleaning up our lives and getting serious. And we don't really think about the fact that sometimes God can integrate our dreams with His plan. And it's really cool to watch that happen in your life, because the things that my heart was beating when I was like 16, 17 years old, which was snowboarding and skateboarding and the whole culture. I loved the scene. And the things that my heart beat at that time, it was so awesome to see God get a hold of my life and then integrate those things so that I could have fun and be passionate about His call. And I don't think a lot of people, before they give their lives to the Lord, I think they're hesitant because they think that they have to throw their dreams away and they've got to get a job at a church or,
right,
you know, whatever. They got to get serious, clean up their act, and that's not how Jesus is.
Right, that's true. I mean, he used you right where you're at, and probably use you to the fullest if you take hold of that right where you're at. I used to feel the same way. As you know, man, before I really got serious about the Lord, I thought if I walked into a church, I'd probably burn up, you know. And then now, I mean, I'm just seeing God is opening doors and saying, man, go here, you know, go here and. Just go work for me, and He'll make the way for you. And He definitely does that, no question about it. Well, tell me, you've kind of told me about Borders for Christ, but let's share with the listeners here what it is that you guys do to utilize to the fullest extent the stage that you've been given for God's glory. You can pick who takes it.
Borders for Christ, over the 10 years that we've been around, we've done about 400 skate demos. What a demo consists of is we take a van load of guys, amateur and professional skateboarders, and ramp and roll into a town and set them up and skate for the kids. And then afterwards, the guys share their testimony, and we invite those that have never heard before to begin a relationship with Christ, and those that have a relationship with Christ to rededicate if they need to. And another avenue that we're going in right now is we're starting to produce films to reach out in other directions. We did a movie last year called Word, and right, it recently won a film festival in San Francisco, won Outreach Film of the Year. And then right now we're working on a full-length feature film that will come out in 2007, and we have got about two other films that we're currently working on.
Right on.
But like I said earlier, every chapter of BFC reaches their community different, because honestly the way that Idaho reaches their chapter, like right now we have three different chapters: Idaho, Seattle, and Carlsbad, California. And if we tried to do what Idaho does down here, it wouldn't work at all. And if Idaho tried to do what we do down here, it wouldn't work because they're not near an ocean or anything. So
right.
It's definitely different wherever the chapter is. And that's really the heart of BSC is to use your gifts and your talents for God's glory and to tell other people that Jesus loves them.
And we've always said, too, we're borders for Christ, but, it could be anything for Christ, you know what I mean? Your talent is, he wants to use, he can use anything for him, you know? Like, you're stoked on knitting, sick, you know? Like, knit a blanket with a big Jesus on it or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he's going to use whatever you have. And, like, as far as, like, the dreams go, I can testify personally that, you know, the dreams that I had when I was little, he distilled in me for a purpose. He put those in me. And if we are willing to obey and seek him and give our lives to him and ask him what he wants first, then he wants to see those dreams come to fruition. And he wants you guys out there to do what you love to do. And he wants you to live the dream that you've had since you were little, you know, so...
Absolutely.
That's just a heart, and we're just here to just encourage these kids and love them and just try and show them the heart that their God has for them, you know?
Right, absolutely.
I think, it's imperative, too, Ken, that the listeners out there understand that it's time for us all to step up to the plate. You know, there's people lost all around us, and unless we jump on it and figure out ways to tell people about Jesus and to bring this light into the darkness, this world's going to kaput, you know? And and more than, you know, the Borders for Christ thing, like, it's all fun and games. Like, we have a great time, but our hearts are to tell people about Jesus. And I think that there needs to be that urgency in all of our spirits to go out and let this world know what's going on. You know, in Romans it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And that's what we're called to do, is bring the good news. And in the process, we can have a lot of fun doing it, but there is, like, an urgency in our spirit. You know, we sit in our office, and we think about these different things that we can do, and it's not like, let's do this because that's the coolest thing we could do, and that would make us look so rad. But it's, let's do this because that's going to reach the most amount of kids that we can reach, and we need to capitalize on these outreaches we're doing and stuff. These kids have to know about Jesus.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And it's funny that you mentioned that verse too, because that's the verse that's, I'm going to send you guys a thank you card. And that's the verse that's printed on all my cards for the radio program too. I just think it's so important to recognize that we are called to bring the good news out there. And you're right. We've talked a lot about how this can reach the kids, but like I had mentioned in the beginning too, this can reach the kids, it can reach the parents of the kids, it can reach the grandparents of the kids, it can reach the uncles, the aunts, it can just reach everybody. It's about taking what you've got and moving forward. And I will point out that this, it doesn't take, you know, a lot of people think that, oh man, well, I don't know the Bible. I can't quote scripture. I haven't been to church in a while, but I know I love the Lord. And I mean, you know what? It's about getting off your butt and getting out there and talking to people about Christ and at least letting them know that there is a gift of salvation out there, that he has died on the cross for us and rose again so that we could have eternal life, and that's what we need to be telling people. And if that's all you know, anybody who's listening, if that's all you know, that's enough. That is enough if that's all you know. The salvation, his grace is sufficient. So, you know, it's about getting out there and letting people know about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if that's the only thing you know, it's good enough. So, hey, I want to tell people again, they can reach you through the website at Borders for Christ. It's www.bordersforchrist.com, spelled out in full, www.bordersforchrist.com. And I'm sure that some of our people will be logging on and checking that out. And whenever you guys talk about packing up a van full of people, you want to come out here to Denver and put something together, I'm ready. We're all ready out here for sure. We'd love to have that.
We'd love to come.
Okay, good. I was waiting for some acknowledgement there. I want somebody out here. That'd be good. We're going to be working on putting together some events out here with you and some other ministries that are out there that people can check into as well. So I will definitely be in contact with you guys more. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me on the program and share your love for the Lord. You guys got anything you want to wrap up with at all?
Yeah, just briefly, too, I just want to let everybody out there know, if you guys are interested in and bringing our group out to your church, check out verticalministries.com. They handle all of our scheduling and stuff, and you can book some really cool events through them. So just so people know where they can go to get a hold of us if they'd like to schedule something.
Right. They can read more about each one of you guys at that place too, right?
Yeah. They have some info, and you can read kind of like letters of recommendation from different churches that we've been to and kind of get a history and watch a couple of videos in the process. So.
Yeah, definitely check out the videos. I'll encourage the listeners because you guys got some good stuff out there, no doubt. Well, again, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the program with me. I appreciate it. For the listeners, check out www.verticalministries.com and check out www.bordersforchrist.com. And finally, email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Thanks a lot, fellas.